Page 9, Book 1, Chapter 1. First, how Uther Pendragon sent for the Duke of Cornwall and Ingrain, his wife, and of their departing suddenly again. It befell in the days of Uther Pendragon, when he was king of all England and so reigned, that there was a mighty duke in Cornwall that held war against him long time. And the duke was called the Duke of Tintagel, and so by means King Uther sent for this duke, charging him to bring his wife with him, for she was called a fair lady, and a passing wise, note, and her name was called Ingrain. Note at the bottom of the page, passing meaning exceedingly. Return to text. So when the duke and his wife were coming unto the king, by the means of great lords they were accorded both. The king liked and loved this lady well, and he made them great cheer, note, out of measure, note at the bottom of the page, meaning cheer, meaning entertainment. Return to text. Cheer out of measure, and desired to have lain by her, but she was a passing good woman, and would not assent unto the king. And then she told the duke, her husband, and said, I suppose that we were sent for that I should be dishonored. Wherefore, husband, I counsel you that we depart from hence suddenly, that we may ride all night unto our own castle. And in likewise, as she said, so they departed. And neither the king nor none of his council were ware of their departing. As soon as King Uther knew of the departing so suddenly, he was wonderly wroth. And then he called to him his privy council, and told him of the sudden departing of the duke and his wife. Then they advised the king to send for the duke and his wife by a great charge. And if he will not come at your summons, then may ye do your best, then have ye cause to make mighty war upon him. So that was done, and the messengers had their answers. And that was this, shortly, that neither he nor his wife would not come at him. Page 10. Then was the king wonderly wroth. And then the king sent him plain word again, and bade him be ready, and stuff him, and garnish him, note, for within 40 days he would fetch him out of the biggest castle that he hath. Note at the bottom of the page, stuff him and garnish him, making provision against a siege. Return to text. When the duke had this warning, anon he went and furnished and garnished 2 strong castles of his, of the which the one hight Tintagel, and the other castle hight Terrabil. So his wife Dame Ingrain he put in the castle of Tintagel, and himself he put in the castle of Terrabil, the which had many issues and posterns out. Then in all haste came Uther with a great host, and laid a siege about the castle of Terrabil, and there he pitched many pavilions, and there was great war made on both parties, and much people slain. Then for pure anger and for great love of fair Ingrain, the king Uther fell sick. So came to the king Uther Sir Ulfius, a noble knight, and asked the king why he was sick. I shall tell thee, said the king, I am sick for anger and for love of fair Ingrain, that I may not be whole. Well, my lord, said Sir Ulfius, I shall seek Merlin, and he shall do you remedy, that your heart shall be pleased. So Ulfius departed, and by adventure he met Merlin in a beggar's array, and there Merlin asked Ulfius whom he sought, and he said he had little ado to tell him. Well, said Merlin, I know whom thou seekest, for thou seekest Merlin. Therefore seek no further, for I am he, and if King Uther will well reward me, and be sworn unto me to fulfill my desire, that shall be his honor and profit more than mine, for I shall cause him to have all his desire. All this I will undertake, said Ulfius, that there shall be nothing reasonable but thou shalt have thy desire. Well, said Merlin, he shall have his intent and desire, and therefore, said Merlin, ride on your way, for I will not be long behind. Page 11, Chapter 2. How Uther Pendragon made war on the Duke of Cornwall, and how by the mean of Merlin he lay by the Duchess and gat Arthur. Then Ulfius was glad, and rode on more than a pace till that he came to King Uther Pendragon, and told him he had met with Merlin. "Where is he?" said the king. "Sir," said Ulfius, "he will not dwell long." Note, dwell meaning delay. Return to text. Therewithal Ulfius was ware when Merlin stood at the porch of the pavilion's door, and then Merlin was bound to come to the king. When King Uther saw him, he said he was welcome. "Sir," said Merlin, "I know all your heart every deal." Note, deal here meaning part. Return to text. "So you will be sworn unto me as ye be a true king anointed to fulfill my desire, you shall have your desire." Then the king was sworn upon the four evangelists. "Sir," said Merlin, "this is my desire. The first night that ye shall lie by Ingraine, ye shall get a child on her, and when that is born, that it shall be delivered to me for to nourish, there as I will have it. For it shall be your worship, note, and the child's avail as mickle, note, as the child is worth." Notes in this sentence. Worship meaning honor, mickle meaning much. Return to text. "I will well," said the king, "as thou wilt have it." "Now make you ready," said Merlin. "This night ye shall lie with Ingraine in the castle of Tintagel, and ye shall be like the duke, her husband. Ulfius shall be like Sir Brastius, a knight of the duke's, and I will be like a knight that hight," note, "Sir Jordan's, a knight of the duke's." Note reading, "hight is called." Return to text. "But wait," note, "ye make not many questions with her nor her men, but say ye are diseased," note, "and so hie you," note, "to bed, and rise not in the morn till I come to you, for the castle of Tintagel is but 10 miles hence." Notes for this sentence. Wait meaning be careful, diseased meaning weary, hie you meaning hurry. Return to text. So this was done as they devised. But the Duke of Tintagel espied how the king rode from the siege of Terrabil, and therefore that night he issued out of the castle at a postern for having distressed the king's host. Page 12. And so, through his own issue, the duke himself was slain or ever the king came at the castle of Tintagel. So after the death of the duke, King Uther lay with Ingraine more than 3 hours after his death, and begat on her that night Arthur. And, or day came, Merlin came to the king and bade him make him ready. And so he kissed the lady Ingraine and departed in all haste. But when the lady heard tell of the duke her husband, and by all record he was dead or ever, note, King Uther came to her, then she marveled who that might be that lay with her in likeness of her lord. So she mourned privily and held her peace. The note from this, or ever, meaning before. Return to text. Then all the barons by one assent prayed the king of accord betwixt the lady Ingraine and him. The king gave them leave, for fain, note, would he have been accorded with her. Note, fain meaning gladly. Return to text. So the king put all the trust in Ulfius to entreat, note, between them. So by the entreaty at the last the king and she met together. Note, entreat meaning negotiate in this sentence. Return to text. "Now will we do well," said Ulfius. "Our king is a lusty knight and wifeless, and my lady Ingraine is passing fair lady. It were a great joy unto us all, and it might please," note, "the king to make her his queen." And the note in this sentence, "and it might please," meaning if it might please. Return to text. "Unto that they all well accorded, and moved it to the king. And anon, like a lusty knight, he assented thereto with good will, and so in all haste they were married in the morning, with great mirth and joy. And King Lot of Lothian and of Orkney then wedded Margawes, that was Gawain's mother, and King Nentres of the land of Garlo wedded Elaine. All this was done at the request of King Uther. and the third sister, Morgan Le Fay, was put to school in a nunnery, and there she learned so much that she was a great clerk of necromancy, and after she was wedded to King Uriens of the land of Gore, that was Sir Uwain's, Le Blanchemain, his father.
Page 13. Chapter 3 of the Birth of King Arthur and of His Nurture. Then Queen Agrain waxed daily greater and greater, so it befell after within half a year, as King Uther lay by his queen, he asked her by the faith she ought to him, whose was the child within her body? Then she was sore abashed to give answer. There is a footnote here in reference to ought to him. And the footnote indicates that is the same thing as owed him. Text resumed. Dismay you not, said the king, but tell me the truth, and I shall love you the better by the faith of my body. Sir, she said, I shall tell you the truth. The same night that my lord was dead, the hour of his death, as his knights record, there came into my castle of Tintagel a man like my lord in speech and in countenance, and two knights with him in likeness of his two knights, Brassias and Jordans, and so I went unto bed with him, as I ought to do with my lord. And the same night, as I shall answer unto God, this child was begotten upon me. That is truth, said the king, as ye say, for it was I myself that came in the likeness, and therefore dismay you not, for I am father to the child. And there he told her all the cause, how it was by Merlin's counsel. Then the queen made great joy when she knew who was the father of her child. Soon came Merlin unto the king and said, Sir, ye must purvey you for the nourishing of your child. Another footnote here, in conjunction with purvey, which means provide. So, sir, you must provide, ye must provide you for the nourishment of your child. Text continued. As thou wilt, said the king, be it. Well, said Merlin, I know of a lord of yours in this land that is a passing true man and a faithful, and he shall have the nourishing of your child. And his name is Sir Ector, and he is a lord of fair livelihood in many parts of England and Wales. And this lord, Sir Ector, let him be sent for to come and speak with you and desire him yourself, as he loveth you, that he will put his own child to nourishing to another woman, that his wife nourish yours. And when the child is born, let it be delivered to me at yonder privy postern unchristened. Page 14. So like as Merlin devised, it was done. And when Sir Ector was come, he made fiance to the king for to nourish the child like as the king desired. Footnote in reference to fiance, it's F-I-A-N-C-E. Footnote indicates that means promise. Text continued. And there the king granted Sir Ector great rewards. Then when the lady was delivered, the king commanded two knights and two ladies to take the child, bound in a cloth of gold, and that ye deliver him to what poor man ye meet at the postern gate of the castle. So the child was delivered unto Merlin, and so he bare it forth unto Sir Ector, and made an holy man to christen him, and named him Arthur. And so Sir Ector's wife nourished him with her own pap. Chapter 4 of the Death